Hi, my name's Matt Farmer. I'm a program manager on the Azure API management team. And this is just a short video to show you some of the ways you can use the new templating feature to add functionality to your developer portal. So I'm going to show you two things today. One is adding a discussion board to your portal, and the other is adding ratings to your APIs. But there's lots of other functionality you could add in a very similar way, and I hopefully will show you how. So, what is the templating feature? So, if you browse to our developer portal, you'll see one we've got set up here. And if you log in as an administrator, you will see on the left-hand side the styles menu, which you're probably familiar with. But now we also have the ability to look at the templates that you use to render the portal. If we pop that out, we'll see we've got a whole list of different templates that you can use. The ones we're going to look at today are the API list and the operation. The API list we're going to add a ratings wizard to, but the operations we're going to add a discussion board to. So we're going to have a look at that template first. So, what do we get when we look here? So here's the page that we're going to render. And we want to add a discussion board just underneath the code samples here at the bottom of the page. What we see down here at the bottom of the screen is the template in the left-hand panel that is used to render that page. And you'll notice the variables that are being added in the template to render it. And on the right-hand side, you've got the actual template data that we use to render the page. So these are all the variables that you have access to customize the page or customize the functionality on it. So we want to add some functionality at the bottom. So we are going to scroll down to the bottom of the page and find the location where we want to add the discussion board. Now it turns out we want to add it right at the bottom after the information that the code samples. So let's just add it right at the bottom here. If it doesn't render in exactly the right place, we can always change it after. But we'll make some space. We're going to render this content. And what I'm also going to do is I'm going to expand the editor so you can see more of what's going on the screen. So the discussion board we're going to add is Discuss, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with. And if you're not familiar with the name, you'll probably recognize it because it features on lots and lots of websites when you see it. So Discuss is a service that allows you to aggregate all the discussion boards into one place from lots of different places. And they give you code that allows you to integrate it into your site. So I've just created an account, and I'm also going to take the code that they've given me and drop it into the page. So if you go into the settings and then installation menu, you get this list of possible ways you can integrate. I'm going to use Universal Code, which is HTML and JavaScript, because that will work very nicely for us. So when you do that, it gives you a block of HTML and JavaScript that you can put in your page. And you need to copy that out and put it into your template. Now, when you do that, you may find that it all appears on one line. So I have, in the best possible sense, prepared the code I need earlier. But basically, I've just set it up nicely so that it's easily readable. I'm going to copy all of this code out. And drop it into our template. Okay, so you'll see this code now dropped in. And if you read the comments and documentation that comes with this block of code, there's a few variables that you need to replace in order to make Discuss work because it needs to be able to associate the comment board with a particular part of your site so you can find it. There's two ways you can do this. You can use the page URL or you can use the page identifier. And because we have a unique identifier for each API, we're just going to use the page identifier. So for page URL, we're just going to put a blank string in. And for page identifier, we're going to access the variable from the panel on the right put the API identifier in. So we do that by adding curly brackets, and then we say API.identifier. We then make sure we've got some speech marks around it so that it renders as a string. And that should be all we need to do to add discuss to our site. So the two things we're going to do, we're going to save the page and minimize it, minimize the editor. And lo and behold, we can now see that we have discuss added to our site. We want to make sure everybody can see it. So we're going to use the publish template button. And that's going to save our changes to the developer portal. If I now close the editor and make sure I control refresh the page. Now when we scroll down, we'll see our discuss integration and we can add a comment. There we go. Okay, so in a very similar way, we're going to now go and add integration with ratings widget. If you go to ratingswidget.com, it's a free service that allows you to add widgets to your site that then aggregate what people think of things. So we're going to add it to the API's template here, the API list, so that people can rate those APIs. And what you could also do is integrate the same widget using the same identifiers into each API page if you wanted to. So we're just going to add it here. So let's go and get the template, API list. And we want to add a ratings widget after the name of each API. So we need to go and find in the template where that is. And it just so happens that that appears here in this ordered list of APIs. So we're going to put placeholder in there where we want to put our integration. If we go to the ratings widget website, you can now configure your widget with a bunch of styles and themes and languages, etc. But I've already done that as we want it. And what that does is generate a block of code for you that you integrate into the page. Once again, I've made sure I've organized it so it will drop into the page nicely. And I'm just going to copy it out here. Now, what we've got here is a block of code that actually could appear anywhere within the site. It could appear in the header. So what you can do with this code is go and add it to a widget within the publisher portal so that it appears on every page if you wanted to use it. But just for this purposes today, I'm going to drop it into our template. And I'll drop it in right at the top of the page, because that will do what I need today. So that's the JavaScript. And then the final thing we need is this div that's going to actually render the ratings widget. And I'm going to pop that there. Now, the final thing you'll notice is that we've got this data URID field that we need to populate. And that's so we associate each individual API with an ID in the ratings widget. So you'll notice that this is in the middle of a for each block. So we can just select the API that's in that for each and render it. So if we do so, API, oops, again, API.id. And then if we then save and publish our changes, close out the editor and control refresh the page. There we go. We'll see that we've got ratings added to each page. So if I now go and select this one, I can give it my own rating. Select this one, give it my own rating. There we go. So that's just a quick introduction to some of the things you can do with templates. Obviously, there's lots of other customizations you can make in a very similar way. We hope it adds lots of great functionality to your developer portal. Thanks very much.